This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the third part of a five-part series. We're talking about the Internet with John Simonson. He heads Webstream Dynamics. Marketing your site is quite an undertaking, isn't it?
Well, it actually is. I feel it's as important as the development of the site. You can, like I said, you can spend tons of money on a website, but if nobody finds it, who cares? You know, what good is it? So you really need to understand that you got to continually market the site. And today, it really takes cross-channeling. And when I say that, I mean blending of advertising on television, on newspaper, on radio, whatever, with the web, and tying them all together. See us on the web. Do this. I mean, their dealers are very successfully using Shop at Home today. And they're running locally television ads, pounding the television with their advertisement about their sale and also about Shop at Home with us. And consumers are, in the evening, in the night, going to the website that they promoted in their television ad or in their newspaper and going onto the website and filling out a Shop at Home form or filling out a financing form or filling out and get an estimate form. But they're using all the different advertising medias to help pull them together and then drive them to the site if that's what the consumer wants, or you know, get them to the store, and that's the ultimate thing, that they can sell them flooring.
You know, John, I read something, just a sidebar here, I read something the other day about the fact that more employers are actually monitoring what their employees are doing at work and, I guess, firing some of them for, I guess, shopping on the Internet or doing who knows what.
Well, there's a lot of software that's come out because the Internet, like I said, is like the Wild Wild West. You don't have any idea what they're doing when they log on, who's doing what. So a lot of companies, there have been companies sued because an employee did something from the computer at work, and the company got sued for it. So companies are becoming, especially the major ones, more and more aware of the security issues and what people are doing and what they're receiving in emails, what they're sending out in emails, where they're browsing, and they're really starting to tighten that up and saying, hey, we're going to control everything you do while at work on the Internet. You're working for us, and we expect you to be monitored on everything you do, not only in the office, but online.
I see. Now, John, as a developer, you develop a site for, say, a manufacturer, and you develop it so they do well on an organic search. They show up, say, on the first page. Is it likely that one day you go on there and you're going to find them on the third page because Google changed the way they do things?
Oh, absolutely.
So then you have to go back in and find out what exactly that change was, so then that you in turn can do better and get back on the first page?
Well, you look at a combination of things. You got to look at, you know, what has changed or not changed, what the search engine may have recently changed, and then you make subtle changes, and then you just kind of wait because nothing happens that fast with the search engine to see what, you know, when you make these changes, how it affects your position with the search engine and everything. But it's a constant, you know, search engine optimization is a constant thing that you continually have to look at and change to stay on top of it, because the Google and Yahoo, I mean, they're continually changing and trying to come up with new things. Plus, there are a lot of other websites out there that might benefit you, that you could have information on, you could have links on, you could have banner ads on, whatever. In the case of flooring, obviously home decorating type websites and that can help drive traffic to your website regardless of what you're doing also on the search engine. So it's a combination of things you really want to look at.
I gotcha. Now, we were talking about how much more sophisticated a typical consumer is. I mean, there's a lot more people on the Internet. There's a lot more things for them to do, and I guess they get better trained every day. That in turn means, I guess, that you have to have more bells and whistles on your site. And one of the things I'm thinking about, and we had talked about a year ago when we had you on, was the room visualizer. In fact, we had somebody on from an outfit called Swatchbox which I think that the room visualizer for Shaw, the ShawFloors.com website, that and those other fancy bells and whistles are becoming more and more something that you have just to compete?
Well, I think, you know, if when you talk about and say have to compete, you know, if you're a major manufacturer and consumers are looking to explore their options and understand what your brand is all about, they first are starting out that stage, I'm deciding to look at flooring, or I'm looking at plumbing fixtures, or I'm looking at paint, those type things for home decorating, and they're just exploring their options. A room visualizer gives them the ability to go in and really visualize all their options and see things, and it creates that brand awareness, and it gets the consumer to be able to conceive what it'll look like with your flooring. So you would hope that would give them a better chance of selling that consumer the floor because they have it and a competitor doesn't.
Now, there was another site. I think this is a site, if I'm not mistaken, that Swatchbox developed, and I guess launched this a little while ago, called Design My Room.
Yes.
Talk about how that works.
Well, Design My Room, from what I've seen, is a virtual room designer, but they have taken various clients of theirs, Armstrong, Benjamin Moore, Kohler, Smith Noble, Whirlpool, I think Shaw, and others, and put them all together into one room designer. So the idea behind it is that a consumer could go in and literally create the room from scratch with all these different suppliers that need to be put together to create a room. So, you know, from your Kohler fixtures to the paint on the wall, to furniture in the room, to a refrigerator in the kitchen, to the flooring, the vinyl flooring in the kitchen, or the carpet in the bedroom, whatever, they have the ability to put all these different pieces together and see it. And now they can say, wow, here's the room with all these different suppliers. Now I save them to my little portfolio. Now I can just go out and buy all these products that I found that I really love. So they get to explore their options and really look at putting it all together, not just putting one segment of the room together.
That's a great idea. Do you imagine we're going to see more and more of those as we go forward?
Well, we'll see how this does. It's something where, you know, you really need to get all the main... You need two things. One, you need the content, meaning you need to get all these different brands to come together, which is very tough to do with major brands. Two, the other thing you need is an audience. You need tremendous amount of traffic. And if you can get those two together and really create it well, which they've done a great job of creating, now they need the traffic and they really need to get all the brands together, it could be very successful. I mean, what consumer wouldn't want to see everything under one website, you know?
What a great idea.
Oh, really a great idea. What retailer wouldn't want to see all his brands and say to the consumer, come here, I'll show you this virtual room designer where you can play with all the products I sell in one room designer. You know, it's ideal. The problem is getting them all together and then getting the traffic, the audience.
I got you. Now, we talked about the sophisticated consumer and this room visualizer. Obviously, bells and whistles are important. What's becoming more important on these sites and what's becoming less important as the audience gets more sophisticated out there?
Well, when you say what's coming more important, it depends on, you know, what's the site and what's the site about. I mean, a manufacturer has a different function than a retailer's website. In a manufacturer's website, obviously, what's important is building that brand and allowing the consumer in a very user-friendly way to see all their options and explore their options that the manufacturer offers. On the retailer website, obviously, it's allowing the consumer to, learn about the services he offers and why they should, you know, buy their flooring or, you know, installation or whatever it is from them.
Oh, I see.
So they're really different things. Some of the things I find that I think are interesting that I think need to be engaged more are using video in a way, or flash in things, in a way to enhance that user experience. recently when I was looking for a new digital camera and I went to one website, I think it would happen to be, which I never bought it from them, but they had a great thing on there. It was Radio Shack. And they had little short videos. And the little short video talked about, you know, what are the features in a video, in a digital camera that you really are looking for? You know, what are the important things? And it was just a three-minute video, but it did a superb job of explaining, you know, in layman's terms, because I'm not a camera geek, but in layman's terms, exactly what I needed to look for, because I knew problems I had had in the past, but I didn't have a clue how to explain it or what I was really looking for until I watched this video. Then I knew what to look for.
Interesting, interesting.
So, I mean, the same thing could be, you know, those are the kind of things. You know, people don't know hardwood flooring. They don't know laminate. Can we take video and use that to kind of explain the differences? You know, I'm looking at hardwood, you know, you're over concrete, you need an engineered floor. You're over, you know, an OSB underlayment, and, you know, you can't put in this kind of floor, but you can use this. I mean, things to help guide the consumer that's starting to do their search and things, I think, can really help, or why our brand is better, or, you know, we need, I think you're going to see very shortly, I can tell you will, we're on e-commerce, and you're going to see more and more videos explaining the product. I mean, you can go right now and look at some e-commerce sites, and besides seeing the specs of the camera, you can click on the next tab and watch a video where they show you the camera and talk about it for 60 seconds or a minute, which
really
helps. Well,
that makes sense.
You know, boost my confidence in, you know, buying that camera.
Yeah, it beats the heck out of reading a manual, too.
Oh, you bet. I mean, it's just, that's where I see where video can really engage the customer.
This is going to conclude the third part of a five-part series looking at the Internet with John Simonson from Webstream Dynamics. We'll air the fourth part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to 4 Radio.